WEEM Weekly is a bi-weekly podcast produced here at 91.7 WEEM that provides information and fun conversations about and with the Madison County community. You can find previous and upcoming episodes at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. Thank you for tuning in to 91.7 WEEM Podcast, WEEM Weekly.
Welcome back to another episode of WEEM Weekly. We got a pretty good lineup for you guys this week. We got Legally Blonde, Choir, and French Club. So we got a lot of kind of whatever's going on within the school type of interview.
Yeah, a lot of clubs.
A lot of clubs, a lot of like events that are happening. I know we talked about the upcoming choir season and the choir interview.
Yep.
Legally Blonde just happened, so we just got to talk to some people about that.
That was a great conversation.
Yeah, I got to edit that one, and it was a lot of fun to like listen to.
I loved theater segments so much.
You know what? The dog question was my favorite question ever. I'm so excited.
Do you have an answer, the Chihuahua or the Bulldog?
I didn't see it, so I don't know what the two dogs look like. But Bulldog.
Brooklyn, I just said either the Chihuahua or the Bulldog.
Well, yeah, but like you gotta see that. Like, what if the Bulldog looks really ugly and the Chihuahua's really cute?
They're both cute.
Then the Chihuahua I would pick, but the Bulldog is...
Oh, okay. I see your reasoning now.
Yes, there you go.
I was just like, I just told you the dog breeds. Okay, whatever.
Anyways, that's what is going to be coming up next in this episode. So make sure to stay tuned. Coming up right now is the Legally Blonde segment with Logan here on 91.7 WEEM Weekly.
Welcome to another segment of WEEM Weekly. My name is Caitlin Cowan, and today I am here with
Sadie,
Reagan,
Logan Romine.
And today we are talking about Legally Blonde. So we have the original podcast group back with us today. Yeah. So Logan, go ahead and start.
All right. First question. What was the hardest part about doing it? Actually, sorry. What's your role, first of all?
Well, yeah, we should probably do that. My bad.
I play Paulette Bonafonte.
I play Elle Woods.
Yes!
Hey. Oh, me? Okay. I play the boutique store manager.
I play Forzenheimer. He's a professor. Actually, he's not even a professor. He's an admissions officer.
That's yeah.
Slay.
Love okay. it. There you go.
Yeah. All right. First question. What was the hardest part about doing this musical?
The hardest part? Probably for me was just getting into character, because my character is very goofy. In the last show, she was very serious. And so trying to switch that fast was really, really hard for me. And also having to try to do a New Jersey / New York accent, which I still don't have down fully, but we're going to do our best.
Bro, I'm like terrible at accents.
This
like
is Boston.
I'm good at
New
every
Jersey,
other accent except for...
Harvard's in Massachusetts.
I moved
to Massachusetts.
Duh.
Yeah, she obviously lived somewhere else. So
yeah, I moved.
Yeah. When you technically get like with the program. Irish too.
Regan, what do you think is the hardest part?
I think the hardest part is probably I said this last time, but the emotional aspect is pretty difficult. Elle's a goofy person, but she also was really, really smart, which is a really hard thing to portray sometimes. But it's like you have to show the arc of her character, but it's not really implied.
Interesting. That is not what I expected you to say at all.
Really?
I expected you to say the quick changes.
Oh!
Yeah. Because, like, if I was in your position, I would cry about that every night.
No, yeah. I have about 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. See, that's great. I literally don't do anything for, like, 75% of the show. I have so much free time, I can go play guitar.
Yeah.
Just, I can go play guitar.
You even bring it.
I do. That's because they forgot to tell me that I was in scenes, so I never came because they didn't tell me.
Okay.
And then, so now I'm in like three. So I just do, you know, I go on a side quest every single time if I feel like it, you know? Yes.
Hold it.
I guess my opinion, what? Excuse me. In my opinion, I feel like the hardest part is trying not to voice crack because I am belting.
Oh,
her solo.
Yours is hard.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult. And I mean, it's in my vocal range for sure, or else they wouldn't have given it to me. But And in the beginning, actually, I thought the hardest part would be like quit change on stage for you and I, but it really wasn't. I don't know. I think the hardest part right now is trying to get off stage because, one, there's a lot of girls mm-hmm. on the stage, and I got the hanger stuck on the scarves that hang
oh,
on
no.
the thing. And I was like, can I just get off? Like, I don't know. It's okay though. But yeah, I think that would probably be the hardest part for like my role mm-hmm. in general. Dealing with new people, but that's always the biggest problem with, you know, theater in general, is having the freshmen, especially the musicals, since it's a much bigger cast, and having to like lead them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got a little bit of a controversial question.
Yes.
Here. Oh no.
Bruiser or Rufus?
I told you there was a dog question.
Oh.
Bruiser.
So I would say Rufus. But
isn't that
because
you
it's kind of biased because
you carry
he
him.
Does play my dog and Bruiser is her.
Bruiser's my dog.
Her dog. So
Bruiser wears a sweater though. Yeah.
He is really cute, but so I do goofy. Spend more time with the dog that plays Rufus, which right. his name is actually Bruce, and he's the cutest Aww. Little thing ever. Yeah. But I just spend more time
yeah.
with
the even. Guy. The guy. The dog that plays Bruiser is deaf.
What's his
oh
name?
Oh my gosh, he's so
Stitch.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, his name is Stitch. Okay. Logan, you and I are like the like deciding ones. Who are you going
to
choose?
There's a correct answer to this.
I'm partial to Stitch because I do in fact go over to the person who owns his house.
I do love Stitch though, but yeah. I just like Bruce has a special place in my heart.
So I am so sorry, Sadie, but I'm going to say Bruiser because I am obsessed with small dogs.
I have two small dogs too.
I have two chihuahuas at home myself.
Rufus is chunky. So.
And you know what? I agree with all of you. I would just personally choose Rufus because
and you know what?
That's he holds a special place in my heart.
That's a great answer, you know?
Yep.
Next question.
All right. Let's see. All right. What do you love most about being in theater?
So we're getting more into wow. like the more personal questions about you guys instead of just about the play, because everyone knows Legally Blonde. But yeah, just about you guys in general.
I would say the community. You create such a strong bond with the people you work with for weeks on end with. And you meet new people usually every show. And I just would really say the community is such a strong part of why I love theater and why I do it.
I'd also say the people, because sometimes it's really hard to find a family
mm-hmm.
in some things you do. Like, obviously, some people find family in sports or in different activities. And theater is really good at making a family dynamic and just trying to love everybody. So that's what I like about most of it.
Yeah. Logan, say your opinion first.
I don't know. I just like having fun with my friends. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really a lead role in pretty much any of the past ones. So I've just kind of gotten to do whatever I wanted to. I've straight up left in the middle of rehearsal to go get Wendy's.
He got me a Sprite one time.
Yeah, me and Nate. Yeah. Me and Nate went on our
He will our just side bring quest. Me drinks and chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, aww. I might as well just like.
I'm well, not that doing makes anything. Me feel single.
Oh, I would also have to agree with you too, because I have been involved in every single play since freshman year, which is like over 12, and definitely the number one thing that like theater has always been there for me, like Miss B and just everyone in general. Definitely, the community is like my answer. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. Yes.
All right, one final question we're going to bring back from the last time we interviewed you two. What was your favorite memory from this show?
Oh, wow. Oh, I know mine. Yeah.
You go.
Recently, not yesterday, I think it was Wednesday, I believe, the person who plays our Kyle was not there. And so Logan filled in for Kyle. And the person who plays Kyle originally, EJ, we're really close with each other, so it's easy for us too. but so are me and Logan.
Obviously.
And he's a little bit more goofy. And we were doing bend and snap, and I got to the part to where I'd have to bend and snap and, like, hit him.
And break
like,
his nose. Fake
hit him. And he did, in fact, instead of doing a stage fall, which is healthy for you and will not hurt you at all, he instead leaped at least, like, a foot in the air and fell straight back on his elbow, his back, his everything.
I didn't know
the
this.
The only thing that hurt was, like, I bruised my elbow, but that's it. It's already healed.
He literally, okay. Like, I was had like a to solid... hold in my laughter. It was insane.
I was like, a solid, like, 3 feet in the air when I fell.
I was not ready for it. I thought he was just going to, like,
listen,
do a stage fall.
Why do you always constantly fall and hurt yourself? You did it during trap.
He
why
did.
Are you?
That's because I fell onto straight concrete then, and
but you still you deliberately do it for both.
Yeah, but like, it's funny.
Kay. It's full circle.
It looks a lot better if you just overcommit to it, you know.
Yeah, Reagan.
I would say my favorite memory. It was earlier this week, and
this week was
so
crazy.
This week yes. was crazy.
It's crazy.
So, one of my good friends, Catherine. She plays this girl named Enid.
Oh my god. Oh,
yeah, and in yeah. the final scene, she's supposed to have a perm. And we didn't have the perm wig yet, so my grandma had to use, my grandma's Mrs. Brown. She had to use her resources. It was this tiny little curly toupee. It was blonde. And I walk out from my scene and I never go off stage, so I'm like, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And I turn my head and I see Catherine sitting in her seat with that wig. And when I tell you, probably everyone on the stage was at the point of crying.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I was definitely
crying. It was so funny because I say one of my lines is, does her perm seem to be similar to yours? They were not the same.
No.
They were not the same. And yeah, no, I loved laughing with all my friends and all my
everyone
people.
Everyone was dying, including Miss Brown in
I
the
think,
crowd.
Yeah, I think that's what triggered it for everyone else. Like, it was okay to laugh.
Yeah, yeah. It was literally just a straight, like, what, 15 minutes of just laughing in that scene.
Yeah, my mom cried, too. Mm-hmm. It was just, like,
it was hilarious. There's so many funny moments, like Connor every single day.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if I have an actual, like, favorite memory. It's just... it's all been great for me, you know. They all kind of blend together. I feel like I never leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just always there.
Yeah, exactly. Like
there
I stay
in choir, just
my mind,
never leave.
Like my mind stays there overnight too. I'm just like, mm-hmm. I'm here.
So, yeah.
Logan, do you have a favorite one?
I do. So
that's from Mamma Mia.
I do.
So I am in fact in a band.
Oh.
And
no.
Our lead singer and bassist also so happens to be in theater.
Uh-huh.
So we brought our guitars and amps.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And we just played our music.
In the dressing room.
In the dressing
room. And the girls could hear it. And yeah. I was at the point of breaking.
Yeah.
That's really unfortunate. I was too when you guys were saying Fiend all of last
Fiend.
Night.
I hope they play Fiend.
Yeah. They were playing it. And then we proceeded to go outside in the rain, pull their cars so the rain was not raining on them, and continued to play their music at least 30 minutes to like 50 minutes outside.
So yeah, they're coming out with an album soon.
Not an album. Our first single will be out soon, though.
Oh my gosh, it was a joke. The first single is actually coming out. So.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another one that's in the works.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that probably in another one. I don't know.
Yes,
but unfortunately, that is all the time we have right now, so thank you all so much for coming in. Hopefully we'll have you back for SpongeBob.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this concludes this segment. This is WEEM Weekly.
Now here's a short promotion before our next segment.
OMG, did you see 917 WEEM's new Instagram post?
Yeah, how do they always have the coolest content?
Keep up to date with what's going on in the station as well as around the campus and community by following us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
Online, on air, and on demand. 917 WEEM.
Welcome back to another segment of 917 WEEM Weekly. I'm Wesley Johnson, and today I'm joined by...
I'm Grant Shelton.
Ada Brown.
And today we're going to be talking about the school's French club and just general French culture. But first, I wanted to ask you guys, how long have you guys been in the French club?
I've been doing French club since 8th grade, so since I was able to.
I've been in the for the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think French club generally aims to teach?
I think it generally teaches just aims for like the main cultures of France and to kind of educate for like to prepare you if you ever go to France and kind of just show you like how to act and what to say to people.
It helps you like understand the cultural norms and like what's something like they would do and how you understand that better. So when does the how often does French club meet?
We have monthly meetings. I've only been to two of them so far. But yeah, we have them like at the beginning of every month. Then at meetings we pick the next date that we're gonna meet at.
So what does a meeting usually consist of in specifically French club?
Well, the first one we watched a French movie, and then the third one, but the second one I went to, we made a French dish. We just cooked the entire time and then ate it.
What did you cook?
Poutine. It's like fries, cheese, and gravy.
Yeah,
it's actually really good.
You think like learning about like French foods has helped connect you with that culture?
Yeah, I feel like it also helps with like if you ever go to France, it helps you know like maybe what you want to order at restaurants. I know you've been to France.
Yeah, so I've been to Paris before. I actually just went over the summer.
I saw you post about that.
Yeah. But it was fun. It's nice. There's definitely a big difference in the culture there, specifically at restaurants and stuff. Tipping culture and just like how everything works, it's slightly different. But and definitely being in French class helped me get a better scope of what to expect when I went. So it was definitely a nice learning experience.
I think that's the cool thing about like having these like language classes at our high school is like even if we were like we have a pretty like typical culture in like Indiana and it helps you get a little bit out of that comfort zone there, which I think is what's cool with these. But what's your favorite parts about just French club in general or French class even, since that's probably where we all started with this?
I mean, probably just the community, like the people. Maybe not so much in French class, but in French club, we all like just love the culture and language so much that we bond over it, and we all are so friendly and we all get along really well. And especially with Mr. Stevens being such a good teacher, I feel like we just all have such a good connection.
Mr. Stevens is one of the sweetest teachers out
yes,
there.
Yes, he really is.
I mean, what opportunities or trips has the French club gone on, like, outside of school? Have they done anything like that?
He said they've gone to museums.
They've also taken a trip over the summer, the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
I know they have done a the French department has done a Quebec trip, and I know they've done some French trips over.
So the Quebec trip was 2 years ago, and then they went to, I know they obviously went to France, but I think they went a few other places in Europe, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of my friends did go on that, and they had a lot of fun, so.
Yeah, they went to see French art, the Indianapolis Art Museum, now Newfields. And for, like, yeah, that's the only trip that he mentioned that they did, but I'm sure there'll be, like, a lot more to come, because I can imagine he likes those a lot.
Do you know any upcoming plans that French Club has done, or any like upcoming things at meetings that they want to talk about?
I know at the next meeting in December, we're doing something for Christmas. Mr. Stevens said he did like white elephant gift exchanges and like made Christmas French foods and like desserts before. And at the last meeting, he did mention that he did want to do that again.
I mean, yeah, actually, just looking into, like, foreign cultures for Christmas and the holiday season, there's a lot of cool stuff there. Like, French Christmas, I'm trying to remember what Mr. Stevens taught me last year. But there's some wild stuff
with
like,
evil Santa.
What's the evil Santa called?
Is it Krampus?
No, Krampus,
Krampus is a different guy.
It's a different religion. It's, like, a religious thing, I think.
His name is Père Foutard.
Père Foutard.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys remember that, like,
the music video thing? Okay, that was so terrifying.
Guys, if you ever see this claymation video of Per Futar, it is the scariest thing ever. He
chops up some kids.
And puts them in salt.
Yeah. And then, like, the song is terrifying.
No, but then it's a happy ending because Saint Nicolas comes out and he revives the kids.
Yeah.
Was Saint Nicolas, like, actually French? Like,
So Saint Nicolas was originally a French priest who got very into the Christian texts and, like, giving up wealth. So he sold all of his possessions. Or not sold them. He gave them all away to people in need. Yeah. So that's where the thing started with Saint Nicholas, which led to a current Christmas tradition.
Yeah, that's cool that how, like, Saint Nicholas has connected all the way from French culture, like, hundreds of years ago. And it's in American culture now, which is...
Yeah.
That's kind of what America is. It's just all the...
Adaptions of other people's works.
But it has definitely strayed away from its original Christian roots.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is the Christian icon. So what French media or, like, other, like movie... Like, what was the movie you talked about that... Do you know what that one was?
It was Monster in Paris. It was basically about this, like, well, monster, but, like, he was, like, kind of like a roach. And the movie was, like, music-centered, and there's the main character, the girl, she's, like, a really attractive singer, I guess. And she, like, kind of took him in, and he plays, like, instruments and can actually, like, sing. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's a girl, the monster. I don't know. I'm not sure, but so I'm pretty sure it's a happy ending for the monster because people would, the police were trying to catch it, but and then it ended good and they had a happy music career together.
Okay, no. So he ends up with the girl.
Like romantically.
Oh.
They
just make music together.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like a Beauty and a Beast thing.
Maybe Wesley can show a picture, but I'm going to show Grant an image of the bug thing. the bug and the lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's
not.
It looks like a roach.
Yeah.
A little ant.
I guess that's kind of cool. Cool that it's like about French music. I've, in my time, listened to a little just, like, actual French music.
Yeah.
And Loki is awesome.
They played that one song, Le Seine. They played the Le Seine song in that the movie, and it was actually really good.
But yeah, all the music is very romantic and very just, like, suave, I guess.
Yeah.
The biggest French artist I can think of ever, Daft Punk's technically French, I know.
Yeah, Daft Punk is two French guys, yeah.
And they're all listen to Daft Punk, guys. But why do you guys think people should join French Club?
I think they should join if they have the same level of passion and care for the French culture as we do. I think they should join if they want to learn more or if they ever plan on going to France as well.
I mean, yeah, just connecting with culture. It's like even... I don't know if I'll ever have the time to go to France. I think learning about those types of cultures and seeing different perspectives is always valuable.
It's just fascinating.
Yeah, it helps expand how you think about things too when you include how other people think.
Yeah.
That's how people learn.
Exactly.
you become a better person through French Club.
Yes. Yeah. I have to agree with you on that.
But do you guys have anything you want to say specifically about your thoughts on French Club or just the French program at school?
I just want to say that it wouldn't be as amazing as it was if Mr. Stevens wasn't the one doing it. I think he's one of the best. Out of the three French teachers I've had, including him, he is by far the best. No offense to the other two. They were great too. But I think he was the best by far. And he's an excellent teacher. And he makes it seem so relatable. And he doesn't just teach you and just give you facts. He tries to relate with you and make a humor out of it.
And he's also very patient, very kind. Yeah. He's a very good person. Yeah.
I've had him in class. He's wonderful.
Yeah. He's a lot better than I would be in his scenarios.
Especially because people don't pay attention in like those types of classes as much.
I mean, the people that like do disrespect him, he has a lot more patience for them and is a lot better at dealing with them than I would be in his scenario.
Oh yeah. No, so, I would be mad.
Yeah,
I would 100%
props to him for that. Yeah. I mean, but like French club and French class in general would not be the same if it wasn't him teaching it.
Yeah, if you guys want to look at into French culture and what you're learning, check out our school's French club. They meet monthly, right?
Yeah.
And Mr. Stevens' classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So if you guys are interested in learning stuff from there, check out the French club. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Ada and Grant, for taking the time to sit with me and talk about French club, French culture, and French class. Okay, but that was that was the French segment. Thank you guys for listening. And on to the next segment, 91.7 WEEM Weekly. Now here's a short promotion before our next segment.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to the station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to another segment of 91.7 WEEM Weekly. I'm Logan Romine, and today I'm joined with
Daniel Slaba,
Carter Jackson.
And today we're going to be talking about pedal tones and choir. So my first question for both of you is, what is your position within the choir?
I'm a president of pedal tones, co-president.
I'm the bass captain.
And what does that position entail?
Okay, so my position basically entails, it's just like starting the class and leading the choir and just being there for advice. And if head dance captains or vocal captains are gone, basically filling in for their role. It's basically just be there when the class needs you and just like be a good role model for the younger students.
Mm-hmm. Carter, what about you?
I essentially just lead sectionals and make sure people like understand the music and are singing things properly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So another question, what is your favorite part about show choir?
I'd say my favorite part about show choir is the actual competitions and just the most of the first performance, because you get an adrenaline rush and it's kind of like you go on stage and you just put all you've worked for the past few months and just like on the table, and then it's basically just a chance for people to watch like the art you've created as a group and as a family.
Mm-hmm. Carter?
I don't know. I do think it's fun to sing and dance and also just meet everybody in choir. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite memory from show choir?
My favorite memory of show choir, I'd probably say my sophomore year. I think it's mostly like looking up to the people that like what I am now, and I just want to be like them. But I'd say my favorite memory is just like watching those people that I looked up to perform on stage and just being like, man, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember what competition it was, but there's this one competition where we got off stage and everyone was just like, everyone was in the same energy. Everyone was like screaming.
Cause what it was
like,
it? Lawrence Central?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, I don't know, the vibe was right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I get that. What are your expectations for like this upcoming comp season?
I'd say if we can pull through on the changer and our closer is good, I think it can be like one of our best shows. I just think it really just comes down to everyone just being focused and dialed in, because that's like the most important thing about a show choir, and especially the boys, because boys make a show choir a great choir.
Yeah.
They're good.
What's your like expectation for like the basses?
Yeah, I think expectations for the basses. I just think they really need to like get their placement locked in. That's usually the basses every year. And Carter's doing a good job of leading them, in my opinion. He's just like giggling right now. So
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I would say like I want to see the new guys, you know, really shine through and stuff. Like for example, Max, like he's actually a really good singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I really notice that, but like he'd be hitting those high notes.
Yeah. What are you most excited for in this upcoming comp season?
I'd say I'm most excited for having a tearaway costume. That's me personally.
You have but a tearaway costume?
Yeah, that's a secret. That's like a little sneak peek. But and then this can't be posted so the show choirs can see. That's all I'm going to say. I'm joking. But then secondarily for the choir, I think just like portraying that character switch from being like a normal show choir to like going crazy. Like that's really cool with like our show theme.
Mm-hmm. Carter, what are you most excited for?
You know, it hasn't happened yet, but hopefully put in some acrobatics for you too. I talked to Eric about it. He said he would, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what our closer is going to be since we haven't gotten that yet. Well, as of the time of this recording. And I think our changer is really fun. And the first half of our show is pretty solid, too. And I think our ballad's going to be pretty good vocal-wise. So yeah. I think that's going to be fun. Okay, what is the best part about being in show choir?
I'd say the best part is the show competition food. Like,
that's for, so
there's
real.
Like Chick-fil-A, Ben's Pretzels, and like if you go, there's like a school that has like Southern food. It's like, oh my gosh. Mm. And yeah, your wallet's empty by the end of the comp season, but it's okay because, or the best part is the trips. Like I'm excited because we're going to New York this year. So
yeah. Carter, what about you? What's the best part?
I don't know. It's the best part's like the worst part. It's like, it's just like this struggle, but it's also like a group struggle. Like everyone is like suffering, but it's together, you know? So everyone's on 4 hours of sleep or like zero sleep and like doing everything.
Yeah.
Like the overnighter, I took pre-workout before the freaking the show to like trying to get amped up, but I was amped up the whole night, so I didn't sleep. Oh. I was lying in bed awake staring at the ceiling for the whole time we were supposed to sleep. So I like, and like it was awful, but it was still like it was funny to talk about. So
yeah, I think. Yeah, I remember the overnighter. That one's always fun. I have to do a double over. We have to do a double overnighter this year, Carter.
Oh, heck no.
Because we are playing for Team Awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are the different events that we do here at the school for the show choir?
All right. So for the school, we have, like in the fall, we have our fall concert. Then we have Christmas and our Christmas concert. And then that has like special acts and stuff. But then the event we host at the school is Arabian Spectacular, which is so spectacular because we stay here till 3 a.m. and basically work our butt off to make money for our show choir in the year next year. We also do Sing Station at the very end of the year, and each year has a theme. And this year is going to be exciting because I think it's a more fun theme, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, most of all, I think just, like, we just do a different, like, concert each semester. We probably do, like, 3 or 4 a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the question?
It's just, like, what the events are. You want to tell us a little bit about, like, Arabian Spec? Just, like, how what it is.
Dude, Arabian Spec. I was just working the cafeteria last year, and it was so awful. I was working in the cafeteria. I was running around wiping tables and pushing chairs in the whole time, like carrying pizzas in. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember.
Yeah, having to load those risers back in at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, hands like, freezing off.
Hands freezing. It's like a snowstorm outside. Coldest day of the year. So, one more thing. Finally, is there anything else you want to tell us about show choir, like how to join it, or like anything else that you want to add?
If you want to join it, email earcher@smcsc.com, or basically you can just go down and talk to her just at the choir hall. And I think it's a really cool environment, and like because I think it brings together people from like just a normal student body, but also people from the fine arts, and then there's like people from band. But there's, like, people from all different communities joining it. It's almost like how theater is, but, like, probably more, like, people that want to do fine arts. But I think it's something that's interesting about it because there's always going to be a diverse group, and you're going to have people that aren't going to be the biggest fans of each other, but towards the end of the season, like, someone that you could have sworn is your worst enemy is, like, now your best friend and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think most of all, it brings together that, like, group diversity because you're all participating in something you love, and you may hate it at the start, but then you all grow to love it. And then it's kind of a funny cycle because by the end of the year, like, I do not want to do this. But then, like, it's literally, there's you at camp, a few months after summer and being like, I'm so excited. Because it's just, like, you get so burnt out because you're doing so much, but all what you're doing is so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Carter, anything else you want to say before we wrap up here?
I guess, like, it's kind of like you can discover stuff about yourself, like dancing and singing, like, that you might not realize that you had the potential to do, but because you just decided to join show choir or, like, not really decided, but we're, like, influenced to join show choir, I would say, for me personally. Mm-hmm. And then, like, boom, now you can sing and dance, and it's cool. Like,
that's so real. Like, I didn't even, I basically, like, so went to high school thinking I wasn't going to do anything. And I was kind of virtual, and I came back. And then, basically, I, like, joined it, and I thought I was just going to go into, like, neurology, which would have been smart for the money. But I decided I wanted to go into, like, musical theater and directing and stuff because I found my passion in singing and art. So,
Yeah, definitely an experience to join and learn if you remember me from last year.
Like there's so much growth that you like go through that you wouldn't even realize. So, yeah.
Yeah, from the what I was last year compared to now is very different. Well, unfortunately that is all the time that we have. Thank you for coming out today, Daniel. Thank you for coming out today, Carter. That was another podcast segment of 91.7 WEEM Weekly.
That was the choir segment with Logan, Daniel, and Carter. Caitlin, what was your favorite segment from this episode?
My favorite segment was Legally Blonde segment. And no, it's not because I was in it. It's because I love that group so much. I love talking to Sadie, Logan, and Reagan all about theater. And I am just a theater kid, so of course I loved it. But what was your favorite, Brooklyn?
I really did like the Legally Blonde segment. I think I'm going to go with the choir segment, though. It was kind of fun. I definitely don't know a lot about choir, so it's fun to kind of like hear what they do.
Yeah, it's a whole new adventure.
Yeah.
I used to be in choir, and it's completely different.
Seasoned in everything, radio, theater, and choir.
I have been in everything now. Wow.
Well, that'll be the end of this episode. Make sure to stay tuned. We got something new coming to WEEM Weekly, so make sure to stay tuned. It'll be a lot of fun.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.